online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Two people have been jailed for life for the murder of a pensioner whose decomposing body was found at his home in Maidstone. 69-year-old John Burney suffered stab wounds and was discovered in a flat in Rocky Hill Terrace last June. John Barham, who's 26 and from Quarry Road, and 48-year-old Alison Tomlin, who's homeless, have been sentenced to a total of 34 years. The victim's daughters have spoken to KMFM outside court.
It's very surreal and very upsetting. And it's been a long time coming, but the police have been fantastic.
Yeah, the police have been brilliant, and today is the end of a very, very, very long road, and I'm very happy with what's happened today.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP is demanding answers from Network Rail after commuters faced a nightmare journey into work this morning because of ice on the line. Poor rail conditions delayed some services across the county for up to an hour whilst replacement buses were brought in elsewhere. Tunbridge and Morling's Tom Tugendhat says South Eastern could have done better.
I do understand that it's not fundamentally their fault, but they've really got to communicate. It's simply not acceptable to leave people standing in the cold or stranded when they could have taken alternatives.
The rail operator has apologised and reminded customers to claim compensation through the delay repay scheme. A man accused of murdering a former EastEnders actress and her two sons have been arrested after being brought back to the UK from Ghana. Cyan Blake's partner, Arthur Simpson Kent, is believed to have been joined by police officers on a flight which landed early this morning. The bodies of Cyan and their children were discovered in their back garden in Erith last month. Four men have been arrested after several shops and cars were damaged in Faversham. Police were called to Upper Brents and Preston Street at around 11 last night following reports of windows being smashed and car wing mirrors damaged. Three 23-year-olds and a 21-year-old are being held on suspicion of criminal damage.
KMFM News.
A protest is getting underway against a far-right group who staged a demo outside a mosque in Canterbury. Members of Britain First waved banners outside the building during an open day last week. It's thought up to 1,000 people will join a march, which has been described as a peaceful protest to show solidarity to the Muslim community. Uni of Kent student Nick Wetherill has helped organise it.
We've pretty much completely had positive feedback on the thing. Lots of people have been saying they're really excited about the event. There's been people who can't come who say, you know, I'm not here, but I'm there in spirit. And we haven't really had any negative feedback at all, which has been wonderful.
A teenager's been cut free by firefighters after getting stuck in a child's swing at a park in Ashford for an hour. Crews are called to Singleton Hill at 11 last night when friends realised the 17-year-old was trapped. And the owner of the Independent and Independent on Sunday is to stop publishing the newspapers and move to an online-only format. The title's sister paper, The Eye, has been sold to Johnston Press for £24 million.
KMFM Showbiz.
Little Mix have been telling KMFM they can't wait to go on tour. They're going to be performing at this month's Brits, where they're up for two awards, and then get started with their Get Weird tour in Cardiff in March. The girls have been chatting to Gary and Emma on Breakfast.
I think I am most excited to perform here.
Yes.
Yes. And we had people. Oh, Lightning.
Yes.
If you missed them on the show, you can hear it again online. We've tweeted a link via at KMFM News.
KMFM Sport with Home Plus Furniture. Quality, value and choice in Ashford, Maidstone and Medway. HomePlusFurniture.com.
Cricket in England's cricketers are batting first in the fourth one-day international with South Africa in Johannesburg. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Sue.
Well, fast bowler Stuart Broad's been recalled to the team for his first limited overs appearance for his country in nearly a year. A short while ago, England were 82 for one in the seventh over. Elsewhere, a Kent teenager's hoping to ski her way to gold at the Winter Youth Olympics, which gets underway today. More than 1,000 teenagers from around the world are competing in 15 sports at the Games in Norway, including bobsleigh, ice hockey and curling. 15-year-old Maddie Rowlands from Maidstone is representing Team GB in freestyle skiing. She says it's inspiring being there.
I've never really met anyone my age who also does a sport as elite as I do. I never thought that people at the age of 15, 16 or 17 would be doing monobob, the new sport, so that's just amazing.
And England have made three changes to their starting 15 to face Italy in Sunday's Rugby Union Six Nations match in Rome. Ben Youngs comes in for Danny Kerr at scrum half, while in the forwards, prop Mako Vonipola and lock Courtney Laws replace Joe Marler and Joe Launchbury, respectively.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.